Hello and welcome everyone to Connection Point. I am your host, James Hilliard, and on today's episode, our guest is Brian Jackson. He is the Director of Technology Operations at Recondo Technology. Recondo is based in Greenwood Village, Colorado. They develop software that makes healthcare payment processing more efficient, and probably no surprise when I tell you that their business is growing rapidly. And Recondo needed a more efficient server solution to keep pace, so Brian is here to tell us how Recondo made the move to server virtualization and a Cisco unified computing system. And Brian, appreciate you taking time and joining us all today.
Yeah, I appreciate the call.
So I mentioned, obviously, that growth was one of the things that was leading to this project, but what was it specifically that you and your organization saw and said, hey, we really need to upgrade our servers?
You know, it was just come to a point where we were in a technology refresh window, and then we actually we were wanting to take that next step into more of the cloud-based technology. We wanted to utilize some of the newer technologies that are out there as far as a true virtualization backend and a server infrastructure, a blade server infrastructure. So we just wanted to take that next step, and we looked at several of the different platforms out there and decided that this was the time to take that next approach. We also are just kind of growing at an exponential rate, it seems like. We actually acquired another company, Trilogy, this year. And we just needed the resources to expand our growth.
Was this project personally, Brian, going to be the first time that you were delving into a virtualization type project?
Oh, no. The team that I have, we've actually in the past have built several large enterprise different technologies as far as whether it be virtualization or cloud infrastructure. So this wasn't something new. It was something new as far as moving in the Cisco UCS direction, but as far as the overall enterprise infrastructure, we have built things like that in the past.
All right, gotcha. And as a software developer, Recondo there, does your server infrastructure, is it supporting the applications that you and your team are using internally, or was it meant to really support the cloud-based solutions that you, in turn, offer out to customers?
You know, it's a little bit of both, but for the most part, it's the cloud-based solution for our customers. We use it internally to develop some of our applications, but for the most part, we are a true SaaS company, a software as a service company, of which we host our application out in the cloud in different locations. So for the most part, this is really for our customers.
I mentioned when we kick things off here, Greenwood Village, Colorado is where you are at. Is that where most of your team is? Were there any other sites involved?
So our company is spread across actually three locations. We have a facility here in Greenwood Village, which is Denver, Colorado, Dallas, Texas, and actually Lakewood, Florida. As far as where our data centers are located, we have two facilities, one in Dallas, Texas, and one in Denver. We kind of chose those two locations as they're geographically far enough apart, in the event of a natural disaster, but also close enough to allow us to have some low latency networks. And also Denver and Dallas are both really kind of high tech cities. So there's lots of bandwidth and really great facilities that actually allow us to do replication between the two facilities.
All right. And let me move on to, as you alluded to, the Cisco UCS direction. This is the why did you select Cisco question. What advantages were you kind of anticipating once you did your due diligence and research and said, hey, this Cisco UCS is going to work for us?
Right. So, we really wanted to take a look at, the whole package as far as the cloud-based features. We did, vendor selection and went through several different parties. One thing with the Cisco side, I haven't used the Cisco UCS in general, but I've used the Cisco switches, firewalls, et cetera, in the past. We actually did, our due diligence on multiple vendors. We went into Cisco's briefing center, and they kind of gave us a full on-site demo and just kind of, went through everything. And the big thing is that Cisco really took a lot of the advantages that they have and really incorporated into their UCS blade chassis. So that was a real big thing for us. It they really kind of set themselves apart as far as the virtualization tier, in my opinion. They seem to be able to expand and grow and add on a little bit easier than some of the other technologies.
Let's get this from you. How long did it take you to kind of do that research part of it? 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months?
It took a few months just because we wanted to really do our due diligence. We went through, kind of the big three or four vendors out there. And we also wanted to make sure that not only the UCS was a fit, but also that the virtualization tier and back-end storage tier, all three were a fit. That was another big reason why we went with Cisco UCS, is they actually have a bundled package, which they call the FlexPod, which they sell, which is a storage, a VM, and their UCS infrastructure as one. So that was another big selling point for us.
After a couple months in of kind of looking, evaluating, making the choice, let's talk a little bit about the implementation of this new UCS solution. What type of hardware and software was involved? Did you ultimately choose?
Right. So we went with the Cisco UCS chassis. We actually have a few in. We have redundancy in both of our data centers. So basically, we replicated what we did in Denver. We did in Dallas as well. So that we have the redundancy. And then within the data centers as well, we have at least two of each as well, so for redundancy as well. So the Cisco UCS chassis blades, we're actually running VMware on top of that with the back-end NetApp storage system, and that's what they call their FlexPod configuration. We're also running Cisco networking switches and firewalls to incorporate the whole package, and that kind of composes of the hardware that's out there.
Did you run into any hiccups during implementation? Was it smooth, easy? Again, you had said you guys had done projects similar like these in the past, so this wasn't the newest type of thing for you. Any major hiccups?
A few here and there. Nothing really hard. That's the one good thing. The reason why, with the Cisco, we really liked was the FlexPod support. So, pretty much everything that's out there that you want to do, for the most part, they have in documentation or a set of configurations that you can follow step by step. So, we ran into a couple hiccups there, here and there. But for the most part, once you've done it once, too, so moving on to, the redundancy of the second one or the second side, it seemed really easy and go. Actually, you could cut the time in half to build.
Your solution, pretty much kind of out of the box, was it custom? Anything unique about your UCS setup?
We're doing a few things unique, but at the same time, we really don't want to be, kind of bleeding edge type of technology. We're really looking to have, kind of that really solid foundation infrastructure. As we want pretty much 100% uptime in our infrastructure. So, we're doing a few things a little unique, maybe. We're doing sand boot on all of our infrastructure, so we don't actually have any local hard drives in any of the blades. Some of the other things that we're doing is actually site-to-site sand replication, so that if one site or even within the site, if, say, a rack or a whole center went down, we can actually fail over to the other site. So that's something a little different.
The next question here, Brian, requires two answers. You're the director of technology operations there. You and your team happy with the turnout of this project, accomplished your technology goals?
So far, yes. So we're in the middle of actually the migration over from our old platform to our new platform. We anticipate this being completed over the course of the summer. So far, everything is working as we expected. We have a few bumps in the road as every, massive migration goes, but using this new cloud technology, the transfer and migration has actually went very smooth so far. So, yes.
And ultimately, at the end of the summer, you wrap up this project. Are you confident that your executive team is going to be able to say, yes, this also accomplished our goals. We're happy with this.
Well, I really hope so. This is, a lot of the reason why I sold them on the idea. Moving into this, again, we want to really take the hardware infrastructure out of the equation of being a problem in the future. So no matter what happens, whether it be a facility crash to just down to a local server crash, that from the customer's perspective, they will not see any downtime. So, yes, I believe so.
All right, cool. And before I let you go, Brian, here, working with the PC Connection team, you know, best part of that, first time working with the team, give me a little insights into what that part of the equation was.
Sure, absolutely. I've worked with PC Connection a little bit in the past, so that was a good thing. I can't say enough good words about PC Connection. They've really, you know, helped us out as far as, just setting up communication with vendors, helping us out just with, you know, configurations. The turnaround time as far as whenever I send, you know, I need these quotes, is almost, you know, within the day. And any, you know, custom configuration or support that I need, they're right on top of it. I mean, you don't get that, you know, haggling or, constant calling, asking if, you know, I need something. So, I mean, they're there when I need it, but not there when I don't need it. So that's a big plus.
Hey, Brian, that's where we're going to leave it. Really do appreciate you taking time and joining us today. And for our listeners right now, if you are interested in learning more about Cisco UCS solutions, then turn to the PC Connection family of companies. Our specialists can help with design and implementation, including server, storage, and networking integration and application deployment. You can contact your account manager today to learn more about starting your next IT project with an assessment and engaging their on-staff experts. You can also learn more at pcconnection.com, or you can give a phone call 1-800-800-0014. If you would like to email, simple enough, connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hillier. Thanks again for joining us, and that'll wrap up this installment of Connection Point.